Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in which to confront a great and uncomfortable question. The uncomfortable question is, how is it that Joe Biden, middle class Joe, lunch bucket Joe, a guy who is very proud of his blue collar roots, who is very proud of the fact that he was born in Scranton, that he grew up with a dad who was not particularly successful at any given profession, moved back and forth between car dealer and this and that, that this Joe Biden is now a very wealthy man indeed. There are a lot of people out there, certainly the people who are pushing the investigations of the dubious business dealings of Hunter Biden, and it's appropriate that that be done, because it is very, very clear that Hunter Biden has not only participated in activities that are dubious, but has probably participated in activities that are illegal. And at the same time that President Trump is being prosecuted for potentially illegal acts, why not Hunter Biden? And why not asking questions about where did all the Biden money come from if it came honestly? Joe Biden has not been involved with any side hustles, any different businesses that we know of, and yet he is now judged by Forbes magazine, which judges the wealth of prominent people to be worth at least $10 million. And that has gone up since he took office from $8 million. What's going on with Joe Biden? The piece in Forbes, well-researched by Zach Everson, which will give you more information about the Joe Biden economy, his personal economy, more information than you may even want. It begins with a line, Joe Biden's net worth has increased by an estimated $2 million since he entered the White House. After cashing in during the Trump era, Joe Biden is once again taking a government paycheck. That's not stopping him from continuing to add millions to his fortune. President Biden is worth an estimated $10 million. That's up from $8 million when he took office. The increase has nothing to do with family business dealings in far-flung countries. In other words, this money that they have found, where there are records of it, and Biden has for a long time, having been a U.S. senator since the earth cooled, actually he's been a U.S. senator since 1972. In any event, the increase, they say, in Forbes has nothing to do with family business dealings in far-flung countries. Instead, he is getting richer by doing what a lot of 80-year-old Americans are doing, sitting on real estate. How does that get you richer? Well, because when the value of that home that you may have bought a long time ago increases, then your net worth increases, and increases very substantially. The president owns two homes in Delaware that are worth an estimated $7 million combined. That's a $1.8 million more than when he first took office. His most valuable property is a 4,800-square-foot summer home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, that's worth an estimated $4.5 million. And part of that is because of work that he has put into it or that he has had done on that property. Biden bought the property in 2017, the year that he left the vice presidency. And he earned more in 2017, that first year after leaving the vice presidency, than he ever had before. Because that year, he made $11.1 million. How? He cashed in on speeches and books, which are kind of tough to do because there are limitations on what you can do and how much you can make when you're a vice president of the United States or you're a U.S. senator, as he was for some 30 years. All of this seemed like a splurge at the time. He, by the way, what they're talking about is he added a pool to the house that he bought, which may have cost as much as $75,000, which is not an abnormal amount for putting in a swimming pool. He spent $75,000 in November of that year. That's the November after he left the vice presidency. All of this seemed like a splurge at the time, but it proved to be a wise investment. During the pandemic, homebuyers flocked to bigger properties with outdoor amenities like Biden's pool and his place in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, was 7 minutes from the ocean, and it was next to a state park loaded with biking trails. The home is now worth an estimated $4.5 million. That's $1.7 million more than it originally cost Biden. And the president also owns an even larger, though not quite as valuable, home in Wilmington's picturesque Greenville neighborhood. It started as just a piece of land, which Biden bought for $350,000 in 1996, while he was still, of course, a U.S. senator, before he added a 6,850-square-foot colonial-style home 2 years later. A 6,850-square-foot home is not a home. That's a mansion. That's a, and not mansion, M-A-N-C-H-I-N. I don't know what kind of home Joe Manchin lives in. But for a second home, which is a larger, though not quite as valuable as the home in Rehoboth Beach. This is in Wilmington's picturesque Greenville neighborhood. This is then added to his property, which is extensive, a 1,900-square-foot cottage, which is used as something of a guest house or when he has family staying over. That was added in 2005. For years, it was Biden's most valuable asset. And he refinanced it repeatedly until receiving his 2017 windfall when he made the $11 million with books and speeches, a lot of them just corporate speeches, people wanting a former vice president. Today, the property, the 6,850-square-foot home, is worth an estimated $2.5 million. That's $700,000 more than it was worth 2 years ago. Combined, Biden's two homes make up about two-thirds of his personal fortune. Middle-class Joe, whose spokespeople did not respond to requests for comment, has long had an appreciation for some of the finer things in life. His father, Joe Sr., had a series of fledgling, struggling businesses before finding his niche as a car dealer. When Joe Jr. got married to his first wife, the one who died in that tragic accident, in 1967, his father gave him a 1967 Corvette Stingray, paying $5,600 at the time. That's $51,000 in today's dollars. A decent investment. The car remains in the president's garage and is worth an estimated $100,000 today. So that's where Joe Biden's money comes from. But there's more information about cash that kept coming in, pouring in, after Biden left the vice presidency. We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I love your show. hate him.
When I start to think that you're going to start to feel nice, you turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, the one revealing thing about this lengthy article in Forbes magazine, and Steve Forbes, who I'm proud to say is a frequent guest on this show, he does a great job with the magazine, and they do a particularly good job rating rich people and who is the richest in the United States. You may remember Steve Forbes has told fascinating stories about arguments, long-term arguments that went on for years and years between him and Donald Trump, because Trump was always very insulted because he felt that Steve Forbes was underestimating the amount of wealth that Donald Trump had. I don't think he's going to have that problem, Steve Forbes, with Joe Biden. What's fascinating about it is the details of the president's life and what how his money worked and how he is doing now and where the money came from. And, of course, a great deal of this shows a considerable amount of wealth. The president is worth about $10 million. That's his net worth. But most of that is in his two houses. And it says Biden's love of nice real estate goes back far. When he was in his mid-20s, he purchased 3 houses and 85 acres in Maryland, hoping to one day turn it into a family compound. In the short term, he tried to make money from it, renting out the homes. Meanwhile, he and his family lived rent-free in a cottage nearby in exchange for managing a local pool, which Joe Biden has talked about. Money was tight, he later explained in his memoir. I was in constant danger of falling behind. And he also talks about the basic commitment that he had to the Corvette that his father had given him at the time of his first wedding. And 1 year, his sons, Beau, may he rest in peace, and yes, Hunter, paid to rebuild the engine of the Corvette. But money was still a problem for the family, especially when Bo got sick with cancer, just recently, which ultimately killed him in 2015. Joe Biden contemplated selling his Wilmington home to help out with the medical bills. And Barack Obama, who was president of the United States at the time, told Joe Biden that if he needed extra money, Obama would be happy to personally cover the expenses. Cash came pouring in after Biden left the vice presidency. And during the vice presidency, of course, he lived in the vice presidential mansion, which is the former Naval Observatory, which is a nice piece of land. It's a couple of miles from the White House. The former vice president earned $11.1 million in 2017, mostly from books and lectures. Jill did books as well, so her earnings are counted here. She also is considered continued earning money as a junior college teacher. And then in 2017, he reported $11.1 million in income. 2018, it was much less because he didn't have a big, giant, jumbo book contract. It was $4.6 million, then $1 million in 2019. And then in 2020, which was the year he ran for president, against President Trump, of course, in 2020, his income went down to $630,000. Between his time as vice president and president, his net worth shot up from an estimated $2.5 million to $8 million, a large part of that having to do with values of real estate. Now, reports Forbes magazine, he's even richer, thanks to his real estate holdings, which have helped his net worth outpace inflation. Never much of a stock investor, Biden has plenty of cash on hand. Today, he and his first lady, Jill Biden, have less than $310,000 invested in the stock market, all held in mutual funds. Much more is simply sitting in bank accounts. The president collects $400,000 a year in salary. That's mandated by Congress, of course. For years, it was $150,000. We've had presidents who have turned down taking any salary because they believed it would. Herbert Hoover, I believe, was the very first president to turn down any salary at all. President Biden also collects not only $400,000 a year in salary as president, but he also collects $250,000 in pension payouts. He gets a pension as a former vice president and as a former senator for years and years and years and years and terms and terms and terms. Should the president want any extra liquidity down the road, they write in Forbes, Biden can always borrow against his holdings. That beautiful beach home in Rehoboth that he and Jill apparently love, and this other mansion that they built, 6,800 square foot mansion in Wilmington. At the end of last year, the president took out a home equity line of credit against the Rehoboth Beach property, allowing him to draw as much as $250,000. One asset that's off limits, though, is the Corvette. They tell me it's worth a lot of money, Biden said at a White House bill signing last year. But I know if I ever sell it, Bo will come down from heaven and smite me down. So the the Corvette will continue in his garage, where he is also being investigated, obviously, as people know, for some papers that were supposed to have been returned to the National Archives that were sitting out there with the prized Corvette. Meanwhile, on the Medved show, there continues to be agitation about the continued legal challenges facing President Trump. But there is also agitation concerning another controversy with Disney. And this one has nothing to do with Ron DeSantis. No, it's the confrontation between Disney and one of its traditional heroines and a new actress who is supposed to play that heroine, Rachel Zegler, who is the star of West Side Story, the new one, playing Snow White. So what's controversial about Snow White? It has nothing to do with the fact that the seven buddies she had were dwarves. What does it have to do with? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your whole program is full of hate.
Your daily dose of
hate.
I understand
because
that.
Because you spew hate all afternoon.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News News Update. In the headlines this hour, more bodies have been recovered in Maui. Correspondent Lisa Taylor updates the numbers.
At least 111 people are confirmed dead in Hawaii from what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference Wednesday afternoon, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. I'm Lisa Taylor.
President Biden scheduled to tour the devastation on Monday. In San Diego, emergency crews getting ready for a weekend storm to hit. Right now, Hillary churning off the coast of Mexico. Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
The concern is the storm can bring with it the three things that really impact us, which is high surf, heavy rain over a short duration, and strong winds.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the real world, which is far away from the world of the very wealthy, and the President of the United States counts as very wealthy. Okay, he's not Jeff Bezos wealthy. He's not Donald Trump wealthy, depending on how one evaluates the President's assets and liabilities. Former president's assets and liabilities, but President Biden, now estimated by Forbes magazine to have a net worth of $10 million, it's a lot of money. But beyond that privileged world is a very dangerous world for our country. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that says, China and Russia eye Alaska. And it's one of those things that honestly is worth hearing about and maybe even thinking about a little bit, because it's serious stuff. They write in the journal, Americans who think the next major war won't touch American territory might want to take note of the news that China and Russia conducted a joint naval operation last week near the coast of Alaska. U.S. officials said 11 ships participated in the patrol near the Aleutian Islands. It was the largest such operation analysts can recall, and it follows a smaller one in September 2022. The joint patrol underscores the cooperation between the two countries, meaning Russia and China, which is extending to military operations beyond Beijing's help for Moscow and Ukraine. The U.S. responded with dispatch sending 4 destroyers and reconnaissance aircraft to shadow the foreign warships near the coast of Alaska. That's an improvement from the September episode when a tepid U.S. response was criticized by Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan. A spokesman for the U.S. Northern Command said the Sino-Russian patrol wasn't perceived as a threat, but one day soon it could be. In the new era of great power competition, Russia, China, and Iran are building an access to challenge U.S. power. The naval patrol is best understood as a warning that U.S. territory is not safe, as well as a test of how the U.S. will respond. The world is getting more dangerous, writes the Wall Street Journal, and a complacent U.S. political class isn't educating the public about the growing threats. Well, we're trying to do precisely some of that education, which it seems to me is necessary and important. Meanwhile, also necessary and important is the basic issue of the presidential campaign and this coming up to the debate 6 days from now. One of the things that I think is going to be most important for Republicans and for priority, if Republicans are going to nominate a candidate and actually win the presidency, and what's the point of nominating a candidate just to lose again? You don't want to lose. You want to win. And winning the presidency is going to mean that Republicans everywhere, all around, become less fixated on Donald Trump. And maybe, in a sense, President Trump will be helping the party by not showing up at the debate. I don't know if he will do an alternate event. They're talking about him doing a potential interview with Tucker Carlson to try to steal ratings away from Fox, which is carrying the debate. Yeah, apparently President Trump and Tucker are pals or friendly again. But meanwhile, there was this advice from a former GOP congressman from Florida, conservative. His name is Joe Scarborough. He's now better known as Morning Joe, a fixture on MSNBC. He had this challenging message to 2024 GOP candidates delivered on his show on MSNBC. This is clip 4.
Donald Trump steals nuclear secrets. He lies to the DOJ about turning everything back. He lies about everything. He sends his workers to try to destroy video surveillance tape that shows him moving those documents around with top secret classified military secrets about nuclear weapons, attacks against Iran, America's weaknesses. And they go, oh, he's just trying to politicize the process. He tries to steal votes from millions of Americans by setting up fraudulent electors to replace electors who actually represent the millions of people that did vote in those 7 swing states. And they go, oh, they keep pointing at that ghastly, dangerous Merrick Garland. Are you kidding me? Merrick Garland.
And the trouble with Merrick Garland, of course, is that he is the attorney general for Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's son is under serious investigation and deserves serious investigation. And the emotionalism with which people greet President Trump, this goes together with this Age of Rage story, which is based on this new University of Chicago poll showing that there are 30 million Americans, 12% of American adults, think it would be justified to use violence as an option for political change. And what he writes, Jonathan Turley, in this piece, that I recently asked, in light of the free speech implications in the second federal Trump indictment, when the price is too high for those who seek to jail the former president. The chilling answer is found in a new report out of the University of Chicago showing that almost 12% of the population, representing 30 million people, believe that violence is warranted to prevent Trump from assuming the presidency. Look, putting him in jail is not the only way to prevent Trump from winning the presidency. It doesn't require violence to prevent him from winning the presidency. It is almost double the number who believe that violence is warranted to ensure that Trump does become president. The Chicago Project on Security and Threats survey found that many Americans are embracing violence as an option for political change. We have watched as rage has risen in the country. It is often celebrated by one side or the other. I previously discussed how a scene like the recent confrontation on the floor of the Tennessee House perfectly captured our age of rage. Remember that? Protesters filled the Capitol building to protest the failure to pass gun control legislation. Three Democratic state representatives, Justin Jones from Nashville, Justin Pearson from Memphis, and Gloria Johnson of Knoxville, were unwilling to yield the majority. They disrupted the floor proceedings with a bullhorn and screaming at their colleagues. It is a scene familiar to many of us in academia, where events are regularly canceled by those who shout down others. The three members on the Tennessee legislature yelled, "No action, no peace," and "Power to the people," as their colleagues objected to their stopping the legislative process. Undeterred, the three refused to follow business as usual to continue. They were expelled from the legislature. They were then later returned to the legislature. There's another instance of two members of Congress yelling at each other, which is instructive. We will get to that. Of course, it's a Republican yelling at a Democrat, and the Democrat yelling back with even less patience or self-restraint. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
In other words, you question my sincerity.
I do. Well,
I don't question yours. I think you're a sincere idiot.
Well, you know what? I think you're sincerely evil.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, why is it so important to get a little bit of the national focus, maybe a little bit of a distance from Donald Trump and his various legal challenges? I'll tell you why. Because there's a new story today, and it's one that's gotten almost no attention, but it really does involve your future, my future, and something that could afflict us, and we were talking before about Joe Biden accumulating money. If you have any savings, this could devastate you. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told House Republicans on a conference call that he believes Congress will have to pass a short-term government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. Sources with knowledge told NBC News. The remarks reflect a growing recognition that Congress doesn't have enough time to reach a full-year funding deal before money runs out on September 30th. Okay, you can do the math. September 30th is about 6 weeks. Lawmakers are on a month-long August recess and return in September, just a few weeks before the deadline. While McCarthy now privately agrees Congress needs to buy time to reach a funding deal, it's not clear how much they'll push for one. One Republican lawmaker said McCarthy, Republican California, indicated he didn't want to set a deadline that pushes Congress up against the Christmas holiday. A second GOP source didn't recall McCarthy specifying a length of time for the stopgap bill. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, said Speaker McCarthy and I met a few weeks back, and we agreed we should do what's called a CR, in other words, a congressional resolution, where you just extend the existing funding for a few months so we could work this out. That's what Schumer said on MSNBC. And I thought that was a good sign, but I would say this, our Republican colleagues in the House need to follow the lead of their Republican colleagues in the Senate and work in a bipartisan way. Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma, who is the Rules Committee chair, recently floated a stopgap bill into early next year. I fully accept a CR, a continuing resolution, toward the end of the fiscal year in late September, probably through early January, Cole said in an interview in late July. And the negotiation between the House and the Senate would take place in that time frame. As for another September 30th deadline to pass a farm bill, McCarthy updated his members that there had been some progress on the committee level and said a GOP lawmaker on the call. Some are more tepidly optimistic about meeting deadlines to renew the important agriculture and social safety net bill, but there remains concerns about the sluggishness of that process. In other words, if we are facing another government shutdown and facing the situation where there is no progress at all in dealing with our overspending, our busted budget, it's an appalling situation. It's an appalling situation. And it really does deserve some attention. There's a piece today by Daniel Henninger in Wall Street Journal. He begins, "The U.S. isn't going to break. Countries don't do that. Greece, an eternal mess, is still around. But the U.S. does look as if it's heading toward a long downward roll." My reading, he writes, of Mr. Trump's more than 50% support in the primary polls has been that 30% is his standard base, and at least 20% consists primarily of resentment of these prosecutions, alongside the wrist slap prosecution by Merrick Garland's Justice Department of Hunter Biden and his well-aware embracing father. The Democrats' bet has been that Mr. Trump is the one Republican Joe Biden could beat, with independents deserting the former president as they did in 2020. That sounded right, but I'm not so sure anymore. The prosecutorial overkill, the overflowing kitchen sink of criminal counts, is starting to back out all other 2024 considerations. What great timing. The one thing the U.S. needs for itself and an amazed watching world is a serious presidential election that actually deals with something more than President Trump's legal future or prospects. Nancy Mace was on Fox News, and she talked about something serious, which is Bidenomics and its costs. Listen, this is clip one.
Well, certainly he was trying to sell the Green New Deal to the American people, but Judge Jeanine, as you said in your monologue, your opening statement there, inflation is higher than it's ever been. I took my teenage kids to the grocery store this past weekend. I said, kids, you're not getting anything extra, no extra snacks, nothing in boxes, just meat, fruit, and vegetables. It cost over $400 in groceries for the week. And you just, it's just untenable. It's unaffordable to the average American. It was mind-blowing, the cost of things that have gone up so much under his leadership as president.
And it's one of the reasons he has below 40% approval rating, according to many of the polls. There is some breaking news. There's a movie that came out, well, it actually came out 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And it's a movie by Dan Trachtenberg, and it's a movie called Prey, which was one of the first movies that really tried to take Native American culture and reality seriously in terms of recreating it. It is now just out. Available for Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K. It's coming out October 3rd of this year. Okay, there it is. This will actually be released on this film, which is a fairly remarkable and unusual film, on Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K Ultra HD. Listen on Prey.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute. A young actress named Amber Midthunder plays a Comanche maiden 300 years ago, using her remarkable skills as a hunter to face down an alien predator that has landed on Earth in Prey, now streaming on Hulu.
There's something out there. I'm coming with you.
You can't.
I'm trying to protect you.
Protect me from what?
This is the fifth installment of the popular Predator series, and the scientific elements, despite skillful special effects, are among the least convincing parts of the movie. What works much better is a haunting, respectful recreation of Native American life in the sparsely settled interior of the Raw Continent. The young and effective cast is almost entirely Native American, but a particularly charismatic canine star not only helps to save the day, but manages to steal the show. Rated R for sometimes eerie and disturbing violence, this is an impressive calling card for rising director Dan Trachtenberg. 2.5 stars for Prey.
And coming up next time, Friday on the MedVed Show, we'll be reviewing a big new movie that is very politically correct and very ambitious. It's called Blue Beetle, and it's about a scarab, which is an ancient alien, we are led to believe, or maybe it's ancient Egyptian amulet of some kind that transforms a young recent college graduate into a superhero, and who was celebrated in DC Comics going all the way back to 1939, by the way. We'll be reviewing Blue Beetle tomorrow. We'll also be reviewing some of the many, many conspiracy theories that have emerged about the horrible Maui fires. Does any of that explain anything? There's also a question about President Trump's potential imprisonment. There are people who are asking, would he get conjugal visits with Melania? Please, he's not going to go to prison. Meanwhile, even whether he goes to prison or not, regardless of the Trump trials, there are a group of distinguished law professors at some of America's leading law schools who say that Trump is already ineligible as a candidate for 2024, and they're planning to take a case to the Supreme Court. Does it have any substance to it? We will confront it fearlessly on the MedVed Show next time. Also, an article suggesting that they should try a new slogan, have a cold Bud Light, not a woke one. The problem with indulging in ESG for corporations in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.